Greetings, everyone. This is Amy Showalter with this month's Roots of Success. We're going to be reading between the research lines on some recent findings relative to Americans want business to find common ground on big issues, but avoid politics. Is that possible? I don't know. A note here, there will be trigger warnings and hope alerts in this missive. I'm providing some color commentary regarding the Weber Shandwick Collective Research Pulse on America, which I thought was intriguing. I'll be focusing my comments primarily on the employee responses because for many of you, that is your primary audience. A caveat, the data I'll be sharing is descriptive, not predictive. There's no dependent variable in this data set. I'm sharing it in part because I've seen too many political engagement pros take a survey result as the gospel truth, base long-term communications and messaging on it, and then wonder why their messages aren't persuading their intended audience. I also share it so that you can explore whether your employees and/or stakeholders might have the same attitudes the research authors found, because it does represent a shift in widely held sentiment regarding business engagement in politics, or should I say, widely reported sentiment. I don't know that it was widely held. I'm also sharing it because as I read the fine print in the research, it also indicates that employees don't really understand the difference between politics and civic education. It's a validation of our advice to create a culture of evidence-based action. It reminds us that you need to systematically monitor and assess stakeholder attitudes because those attitudes change according to the environment your stakeholders are in, their environments personally, organizationally, politically, and economically. I'll briefly go over about six things that were of interest to me. First, number one, the landscape is shifting. Attitudes are shifting. I appreciate the researcher's acknowledgement of the, quote, shifting landscape of public opinion at the intersection of business and politics, unquote. You know, surveys on that topic appeared frequently since 2020 and 2021, and it became an article of faith that businesses must lead public opinion on social issues because everyone, their employees, their customers, their neighbors, friends, and their cats and dogs felt that they should be the moral arbiters of society. There was always research bubbling beneath the noise that showed otherwise, but it did not fit the narrative at the time. And let's face it, business leaders like being popular. They like being acknowledged as leaders. And why not lead in that area as well? As we predicted, that sentiment has cooled for a bit because it was a snapshot in time. Attitudes changed once they saw that a corporation's values were not necessarily the same as their personal values. Number two, the researchers asked, should businesses help find common ground to bridge societal divisions? The authors state that 75% of employees think businesses should help find common ground to bridge societal divisions. However, if you read between the research lines, the response of yes, as much as possible, was 44%. The percent that said yes when it helps the business, keywords there, helps the business, was 31%. The researchers combined those two responses to get to that 75% agreement. But those two responses are very, very different, and they're answering different questions. So combining them to 75% agreement rate on a broad statement is an assumption to me. I think it's a stretch. 9% replied, no, they shouldn't be involved unless it helps the business. So that leads to the same conclusion as the 31% who said, yeah, it's okay to get involved if it helps the business. Number three, employees need clarity. 56% of employees agree that employers should advocate for specific issues that affect the business. That's the sort of good news because effective grassroots programs do just that. However, in an example of some cognitive dissonance here, only 40% of employees agree that employers should, quote, lobby elected officials on issues that can help the business and organization, unquote. So employees aren't connecting the need to advocate for issues that affect the business with the lobbyists who do the advocating. Do your employees or stakeholders view advocacy and lobbying differently? If they view lobbying as nefarious and advocacy as pristine, there are some educational opportunities for you there. Number four, they're not crazy about candidates in the workplace. get those candidates out of here, as I say. So just to demonstrate the inability for people to discern what's political and what can be constructive civic engagement, only 34% of employees agreed that, quote, companies should host candidates in events to share their perspectives, unquote. Only 28% agree that companies should, quote, host election-related events like town halls and debates. I believe if that question was phrased differently by removing the words election-related, it would have had a completely different response. And it's entirely possible that the sample was from employees who work at smaller companies and don't have the resources to conduct such events. So this is a little murky. So many of you do conduct candidate events. You've done that for years. And if you do that, you might want to take a look. How's your attendance? If it's dismal, do you allow employees to ask questions of candidates, or is the event scripted with the dreaded pre-approved questions? Now, that people really want authentic engagement with elected officials. People want to be in that game. So it's you need to provide opportunities that are less scripted and let people ask questions. They want that. I thought this was a really intriguing finding because many of you produce these events several times a year. And I'm frankly surprised that employees in this survey said it. I think it's something you need to, again, don't run with it, but customize it for your particular organization. Maybe evaluate what you're doing. Next, number five, attitudes towards endorsing candidates. Only 25% of employees believe that employers should, quote, endorse candidates, unquote. Last I recall, endorsing candidates is an element of PAC operations. So if you have a PAC, that's something to think about. Most candidates who receive a PAC contribution view that as an endorsement. And I don't think it's a waste of time to investigate your employees' attitudes of and knowledge attitudes toward your candidate support process. And that's the key word, process. If you don't have one, that's a problem. Employees want to know the why behind your endorsement and contributions. Okay, back to our regular programming. Number six, should you put it in neutral? Should you put it in neutral, be politically neutral? The survey found that 71% of employees felt that employers should keep the workplace, quote, politically neutral, unquote, during this presidential election year. Because this is a squishy term that can mean many different things to different people, if you embrace this attitude, you'll need to define again in behavioral terms, what does political mean? In behavioral terms, what does that mean? What does neutral behavior look like? Does neutral behavior include language only? What about clothing? You might want to look up Goodyear circa 2020 for an example of that, and how that can create a dilemma for you in the clothing department. So the opportunity for you as a political involvement professional to offer recommendations to your team and your leaders is there if you'll take it. If you want to assess, evaluate, recalibrate your programs and find where your employees' attitudes are, which is pretty important considering the state of today's electorate, you know where to find us. Thanks. This is Amy with Roots of Success, reading between the research lines.